بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. Firstly, continue with the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should try and learn every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inculcate the great love for the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then automatically a person will want to practice upon it and make his life accordingly. And that is such a great ni'mat that we will get the love of Allah. So it's not an ordinary thing, and that is what Allah sent us here, to get His love. And how to get His love? Allah made it so easy. Allah sent a practical example. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's lifestyle is the simplest lifestyle, but the most beautiful way of life, the most valuable way of life. So myself, unfortunately, we haven't realized this. So we just see the trend of society and we go with the trend. Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand, as our Hazrat says, let us go 1400 years backwards. Then we'll be progressing. We won't be going backwards in life. And we'll be saved. You're going ahead with technology, you're going to the road of Dajjal. So Allah Ta'ala save us. We're busy learning sunnahs with regard to entering and leaving the toilet. We learned that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go to the toilet and to relieve himself with his head covered and his shoes on. So we should see, we should always keep our head covered as far as possible. And don't see other people what they are doing. We have to know this is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, we go to the markaz of hidayat, Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif. We see people don't wear topi even when they come to masjid. So we think, no, it's not important. It's so important that even before you enter the toilet, you have to wear the topi. The only time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't have on a topi was in ihram. So if you're not wearing a topi, then you're in ihram. And when you're in ihram, you can't touch your wife or anything. So then live like that. Anyway, Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq to understand reality. Before entering the toilet, recite this dua. And before every dua, we are taught also, read Bismillah first. The word Bismillah. Bismillah has got great value. Then read the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. That, O Allah, I seek your protection from the male and female jinnat. Allah, but imagine, we can't even see them. Allah knows everything. Allah has given us our full protection of life. But we don't take the protection of Allah Ta'ala. We rather to do all artificial protection, the asbab of this world, which is never foolproof and not even, it can't guarantee you protection. Allah's protection is definite. And just by reading those words, how lot sawab you are getting. And then bringing alive the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 100 shaheed sawab. So it's not becoming that you got little understanding and you don't do this. And Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has given the explanation of this dua. He says Allah will make a veil between you and the evil jinnat in the toilet, that they won't even able to see your private part. Otherwise the evil jinnat, they are in the toilet, they cause harm to you, they see your private parts and then they put all evil thoughts in your mind, etc. So there's so lot harm when we don't take the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save us, give us tawfiq to bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spread it throughout the world. Continue our important lessons of how to make our salah a reality. And first of all, to realize what a great, great ni'mat the salah is. That is such a great ni'mat Allah has blessed us with, which when we start the actual bayan, then we'll realize. But before that, we have to do our preparatory course. A person wants to become an alim, he has to start from maktab. He can't just say, no, I'm going darulu, I'm going to start same time alim course. No, you have to start from maktab. So when we do this preparatory course, Sufi Iqbal Saab has taught us that before you listen to the actual bayan, first do a preparatory course, which he has termed nur. That is, let some light come in your heart first. Then you will understand the nur of namaz. That now you're going to be going to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So the first nur was, that do a proper course of zikr and shaghal. That is the cause of the marifat of Allah, the cause of how to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And he said, ba zabta, according to procedure. And procedure is to take bed to a sheikh and then attend his programs, etc. And as we will learn in front, that how much time we should be spending with our mashayikh And all this, not to get any other motive that I become a Khalifa or anything, but to get this noor of Iman to start coming in the heart. And then when you realize this, now you want to obey Allah Ta'ala's commands. Now, to obey Allah Ta'ala's commands, we must realize the object is not just the command itself. The object is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma inni as'aluka radaka wal jannah. So the second noor that we learned last week, yes, on Yawmul Khamis, noor adawm, the second dawm was that our intention of performing salah, even once we make zikr, and once we make shigal, we got some contact with Allah Ta'ala. Now we're realizing that my life is, Allah must be happy with me, and we got some contact. Now we make namaz, not with the intention that I must be engrossed in my namaz. I mustn't know what's happening around me, etc. That's not the object and purpose. The object is, Allah must be happy with me. That I am engrossed in namaz, sometimes even closing our eyes as if we think we are engrossed in namaz. But that is not even a requirement of namaz. To be, as we will learn in front, that istighraq and mahwiyat, to be absorbed in namaz, that is no objective of namaz. So we should understand the reality. Otherwise a person, Allahu Akbar, you make your objective what is not the actual objective. Like to learn namaz also, one object is knowledge. That's one object of life. Without knowledge, how are we going to perform our salah? But that's not the main objective. The main objective, and then to make the ibadat also. The namaz itself also is not the main objective. The main objective is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why the first cause is so important. That get connected to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although, this is that as we have became baligh already, we didn't start this cause. Now don't say, hey, let me first do the course, then I'll read my faraiz. No, your faraiz have to carry on. If we were negligent, before we became baligh, we're supposed to be, that is why from small, take our children to the mashayikh, etc. Take them what? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught, that from the child is 7 years, start telling him to perform namaz. 7 years, we know what, he's going to play around. But from 7 years, tell him to start performing namaz. 3 years, he'll get in the groove. Now when he's 10 years, He will tell you, Abba is azan. Why are you still this thing, doing this work or that work? And if he gets little lazy 10 years, then give him a little scolding also. And he's more lazy, give him a hiding. So this course is supposed to be started before time. But if we were negligent like myself, then whenever you realize, start doing the course. But don't say, after I do my course, then I'll start with my faraz. Faraz is faraz. Whether you're doing it properly or not, you have to complete your faraz. So faraz you have to do, but more important than getting engaged in all other extra nafal namaz and thinking that now I'm a big Sufi, etc. See that how we are performing our namaz. And now a person won't perform namaz now, that I'm a big buzruk now, I must get karamas. Some people say we see stars in namaz, etc. That is not the object. And that is not the purpose of namaz. The purpose is Allah must be happy with us. And that is simple to understand. Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, Ana aghna shuraka, that I am the most independent partner. That if you do something only for me, then I will give you your reward. But if you associate anybody, people must see me, or I must get some karamat, or I must get some istighraq, I must be encrossed in my namaz. For that intention we're doing, then Allah says that namaz is not for me. Allah is the slightest inclination of a show, we do anything, then Allah Ta'ala moves Himself away from us. So we should understand and realize, one is maqsood and one is maw'ud. Maqsood is the pleasure of Allah. And the promises that Allah has given, that is by the way, that's the byproduct. Like for example, Allah Ta'ala has promised, through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we learn that if you read Surah Waqia every night, then Allah Ta'ala will not let you suffer poverty. Now, a person who is weak-minded, he didn't do his cause of marifat, etc. Now we read Surah Waqia, very good action you're doing, but your intention is, I must be saved from poverty. So that's a weak-minded person. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives the example of that person, that now he's got a very big field, and now he wants to cultivate it and plant something. So people told him, you have to put the fertilizer. So he's asking everybody, what is the best fertilizer? They say, the best fertilizer is cow dung. So he go to the market specially to buy a cow for the dung. So he's a stupid person. His intention should be, I'm going to the market, I'll buy a nice fat cow. That cow will give me milk. With that milk, I'll like to be able to make cheese. I'll be able to make butter. And the dung is a byproduct. It's all automatically going to come. So exactly the same. If we make this intention that I must be engrossed in namaz, etc., and people must say, I'm reading very well namaz, then the year is even lost. You won't even get the proper this thing. But so let us not be short-minded. And that is why the scores of marifat from the friends of Allah Ta'ala will learn this. Otherwise, we are very weak-minded. Our minds are very small, and we think of all the small gains. Whereas the real gains, agar tu ek mera to har shay meri. Allah is mine, the whole world is mine. Allah is not mine, then what is mine? Nothing is mine. So we should understand and realize that our object and purpose should be solely and only the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and thus takes the whole life also to come. As we carry on regularly and we build our connection with the mashayikh and we start getting the marifat of Allah, then we will see this ikhlas will come. But first you need the container. If there's no container, you're not making your namaz, whether it's still haphazard, how are you going to fill that ikhlas in there? So we have to realize that that is the second most important point, that my object and purpose must be only Rizai Ilahi, as we make in zikr also. And that's why we make zikr and read the poems. Now you'll understand that in one of the poems we read, Hai narazgi jiski dozakh se barkar, usi zaat ki bas rizah mangta hu. That Allah, we making your zikr because your displeasure is worse than being thrown into the fire of Jahannam. And if Allah is happy with you, and you fall into any fire, Allah will make that fire cold and make it. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the fire became a garden for him. People threw him into a fire, it became a place of enjoyment for him. And on the other hand, you can be in the best park or best garden, but Allah is unhappy with you, you will be in misery, your mind will never be at ease, etc. So more important, hai narazgi jiski dozakh se barkar usi zaat. That being, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is my maker, my creator, my sustainer, and that love of Allah starts developing, usi zaat ki bas riza mangta hu. I only want the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, we won't make ibadat, and we won't become like Hindus. Hindus, whatever they got, they all do, they first calculate, how much I'm going to get profit from here. So much so, Hazrat says, our Dada Sheikh explained, one very rich Hindu, now he was on his dying bed in hospital, and machines, everything, he called his accountant, and he tells his accountant, come and work out, that if I tell them, pull off these machines and I die, then people are going to come for the funeral, you'll have to all funeral expenses and all feed them and all, how much that is going to cost? And if I keep the machines on, how much this is going to cost? If this is cheaper, then let's carry on with this course. If that is cheaper, then I rather. So no, we have to, Allah must be happy. Like a person, you work for your father in the business. You don't, if you are a true son, you won't ask Abba what's going to be my wages. You don't work for wages there. You work, my father must be happy. And when your father is happy, end of the month, all the other workers are getting their wages. But you're not getting an envelope. But when you want something, no, take the car, go. Go, take my card and go into the... So that is when we get connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And our niyat should become solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us. Thus, at least we have this idea in our mind that why I'm going for namaz, for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then further, now a person progresses to the next nur, nur esom. And what is this nur esom? To understand in simple terms, what is this khushu and khudu? As we learn, قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, that the believers are already successful. Those that are making an effort to perform their namaz with khushu, with concentration, with devotion, with humility, humbleness. What is this all about? Hazrat explains here, Sufi Iqbal sahab, khushu wa khudu aur huzur-e-qalb wali namaz hi ba ruh hai. First of all, understand that a namaz which is called a namaz of life, not a dead namaz, like my namaz, we are like dead, we are in the masjid, but it's like a dead namaz. I don't even know what the Imam Sahib is reading. I don't know nothing. When it's finished, then I realize, oh, namaz is over already. So what is a namaz of life? It is a namaz that is, your heart is present, that you are conscious that I'm in namaz, and what concentration, devotion, humbleness. But to understand now what is this humbleness and concentration and devotion. Magar khushu aur huzur se murad, ikhtiyari khushu hai. Allahu Akbar. But this concentration and devotion is what is within one's choice. What we think concentration and devotion, that you out of this world. And like the incidents we hear of the pious servants, the sahaba, that when they performed namaz, they didn't know what happened. That is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. That is not the object of namaz. And that is, even if you don't get it in life, it's nothing that you are short of anything. That is Allah Ta'ala's special favor. So we should understand, any command, la yukallifu Allah nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah didn't command us to do anything which is beyond our ability. Istighraq is not within ourselves. That comes as a person progresses and Allah gives to certain people. But here it is meant, what is within your capability. And what is within our capability, see how simple is this khushu, this concentration and devotion, which every person, and in fact we learn it from our foundation, from we start our maktab, that is where we start learning what is khushu and khuzu all about. What is this concentration and devotion? And what is that within our ability? Yani namaz ke farayiz, wajibat, sunan, aur mustahabbat ki adaigi ka itminan, aur hosh se ihtimam karna, aur dil ko kasdan kisi dusri taraf mutawajji na karna. That is it. That whatever is faraz, and to know what is faraz, we have to go to the maktab, and we learn that. But unfortunately, we forgot it. That's why here we find even in the Khankal, we have Masail to revise. So to know, to be conscious, what is Faraz, what is Wajibat of Namaz, what is the Sunnan of Namaz, and what is the Mustahabbat of Namaz. When you know this now when you're starting your Namaz, to fulfill it in such a way that you are conscious, now I'm doing a Faraz act, now I'm doing a Wajib act, now I'm doing a Sunnat act, and do it with istimam, with proper, the way it's supposed to be done, in the best way you can, and with itminan, with ease, that not rushing, just up, down, kiss the ground, and back to town. Like a sahabi came, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was having majlis like this. And a sahabi came in the masjid, he performed 2 rakat salah, he came into the masjid. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go back, you didn't perform salah. He didn't ask any questions, he went back second time. Again he performed his namaz. And he came back quickly to the majlis. Again Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent him back. And then again the third time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent him back. Then he said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please teach me. How must I perform my salah? And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. See how I perform salah. But together with that you have to know what is faraiz. If you don't know what is faraz in namaz, for example, the first faraz, that is faraz in namaz, to enter into namaz, that is not to lift our hands. To lift our hands is sunnah and face the qibla. To say the first Allahu Akbar, which is called takbir-e-tahreema, for all the namaz, whether it's sunnah, whether it's nafal, whether it's faraz, to say Allahu Akbar so loud that you can hear yourself, Allahu Akbar, then you have entered in namaz. And that first Allahu Akbar is called takbir-e-tahreema. Now everything what is permissible is haram now. Now I can't look around, I can't talk, I can't eat anything. So that with many a time we don't even know that is faraz. And we come, we just think, we didn't even say Allahu Akbar. Or we said Allahu Akbar in our mind. Or like Hazrat says, even when we sit to eat, he says many people are so sincere, they read Bismillah in their heart, in their mind. But eating time, then their mouth is moving. So no, that is the time to read Bismillah, and especially people who are but elder, etc., and the father in the house, read it loudly, so that everybody can hear, and everybody can realize. So this training, and this is what the Shaykh is. Hazrat gives us this training wherever we are. He'll make us realize this. And so that is what is, that to know what is faraiz, what is wajibat, and to be conscious. And this is it, that you are thirsty, you are to be conscious. Not like we left the house, we know we're going for Zahar Namaz. So you know, you that is already your niyat, you're going for Zahar Namaz. But when you came in the masjid, were you conscious that I'm entering the house of Allah? I'm going to fulfill the command of Allah. I am the slave of Allah Ta'ala. And when the imam is starting, now a niyat is not something that you have to utter verbally. Yes, for a beginning trainers, like in madrasa, they teach us that I'm reading the Faraz Namaz of Zohar facing the Qibla behind this imam. That is for beginners. But once you used to it, then to make that niyat verbally, ulama have written is even bidat. It's not necessary. But what is niyat? Your mind must be present. You must be conscious that now I'm standing for Zohar Namaz. And when your mind is present, and if you made the niyat verbally, and by mistake you said asr, it won't be the asr. You'll still get the sawab of Zohar because your mind was conscious. So we have to be present in mind that I'm in the court of Allah. I'm standing in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what is wajib, a person knows. Now to read Surah Fatiha is wajib. I have to read it. And qiraat itself, the whole qiraat is farz. If I didn't make qiraat, Allahu Akbar. So a person knows that now I'm just read. So just to know and be conscious, I'm standing now, it's qiyam, it's farz. I'm doing a farz act. I'm doing a wajib act. I'm doing a sunnat act. I'm doing a mustahab act. And do it with ease, that the body must be at ease, motionless. Then you finish that act, go into the next posture. So every posture of namaz, to be conscious of this and to do it, and intentionally, don't let your heart divert to any other direction. Your heart must be now intentionally try, when you come in the masjid, be conscious that I'm going to obey my Allah's command. So I'm going to keep my heart attentive. So intentionally you keep your heart attentive. But the heart and the mind is something which is beyond our control. It's not within our control. You came and you started your namaz, you were conscious. But after that you see, agar khud ba khud, dunyawi khiyal a jaye, balke be shumar wasawis bhi aaye. Lekin namazi apne kast se aage aane wale azbaat mein mashghool rahe, to ye halat namaz ke baru hone ke munafi nahi. Now you started your namaz, you were conscious, you are performing your Zohar namaz, it's Allah's command, and you're doing it only for Allah's pleasure. Now you started your namaz, you see automatically some thoughts came in your mind. Now the thoughts that came in your mind, you didn't bring it, it came on its own, that thoughts are not harmful. Provided when it comes, don't pay attention to it, and don't build on it. 100,000 thoughts can come, don't worry about it. Many people get worried that so many thoughts come in my mind. But that also, when thoughts will come on its own, when you do the cause. When you don't do the cause, you will have the thoughts on your own. Before you come in namaz already, you're still thinking of what you are doing. And you haven't even thought that I'm now in namaz. Otherwise, when you do the cause, our Hazrat explained so beautifully, like Mashaykh, etc., they're involved in an important mashwara. It's an azan time, they're in the masjid. It's like just switching a light switch on. And now they're in a different activity. Now that mashura is one side. They don't really think about it. And the thought come maybe unintentionally, they won't pay attention to it. We're in the court of Allah now. We're standing in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these thoughts, the mind is Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained that the mind is like a super highway. And not our highways, the super highways of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. There they call it a super highway. But on the super highway, you'll find a rickshaw, a person with a bicycle, a person with a scooter. You'll find a horse and cart also on that highway. You'll find a bus also on that highway. You'll find bicycles, you'll find cars, but it's a super highway. And there they don't have lanes. They don't drive in their lanes. They just drive out. So your work not to make an accident is to concentrate on your car and move front. Don't look at what is a buffalo cart next to me. Now why this person is not taking away his buffalo from the road? Then you'll never reach your destination. You'll get damaged all the time. But you see, in those countries, you are shocked that you think that how am I going to reach my destination? And you think, hey, you reading your kalima. The driver, he is smiling and he is driving. And because he knows my work is to concentrate on the road and look at the car in front. When the car, I must look at the car in front for 1 second, or 1 moment, if I'm unmindful of the car in front, then I'll knock him. But if I'm not, and I concentrate on the car in front, then I'll be safe. I won't make an accident. So in namaz also, I just have to keep my mind concentrated. When the thoughts come, don't worry about the thoughts. Shaitan wants us to interfere with those thoughts. When you interfere with the thoughts, it's like a barking dog. That the dog barks at you, and now you turn around and you lift up a stick, he barks more at you. And he makes you more scared. So don't worry about the thoughts. Though you're going to pay attention to the thoughts, that thoughts, now your whole namaz will be destroyed. The most important thing is, you started your namaz intentionally. You don't turn your attention towards anything else. While in namaz, a thought came. Now, hey, the match is on. And that player was betting. Now, when just that thought came, and now you're enhancing that thought. Hey, I wish he hit another stick. Now, that's you spoiling your namaz. Now you're making your namaz barbad. So don't interfere with those thoughts. And don't pay attention to that thought. And that is the easiest thing. Many people get worried that I get a lot of thoughts, etc. No, don't bring the thoughts in your mind. And when it comes, don't pay attention to it. And don't build on that thought. That is where the harm comes in a person. And that is why that is so important. Our Mashaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said clearly that the easiest way to remove wasawit, don't think about it. Just be undone. Don't pay attention to it. When you don't pay attention to it, then they come back to you. The more you pay attention, the more the thought. Like there was a person who was like his name was Juha. He was like a comedian. He had a fruit tree in his yard. And he wanted the children to eat fruits. As the fruits fall down, and he wants the children to eat those fruits. So he said, when the children come and eat those fruits, then he comes out of his house and he runs like he's shouting them. Say, what's wrong? Why are you picking up the fruit? So they run away. And they also enjoy it. Let's run back. And so that some of his friends told him that you want them to eat the fruit, then why do you go out and shout them? Say, if I don't shout them, they won't come back. So exactly the same. If we don't pay attention to the thoughts won't come back. But if we pay attention, it's going to come back. It's like the children, and it's like the dog. So we shouldn't be worried what thoughts come in our mind. And as we make our cause of zikr, etc., then you'll see automatically your thoughts also will become less and less. That thoughts won't even, because now you're thinking of Allah's greatness, Allah's marifat, Allah's recognition. All this will come into you. And before you start your namaz also, if you're worried, you'll get thoughts. Read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Read amantu billahi wa rusuli. That I bring iman in Allah and His Rasul. Sometimes the thoughts are troubling us a lot. The Shaykh has taught that in namaz, in your mind, read amantu billahi wa rusuli. And just blow on your left side that, ya Allah, I bring iman in you. And I bring iman in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What all these thoughts are coming? And Sahaba also used to get these thoughts. And some funny thoughts. And when we used to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these thoughts come in our minds, we feel shy about our iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you feel hurt about it? Said, yes. He said, that is iman. If you didn't have iman, no, that you must just do in your mind. Not loudly recite. And don't even pay attention. You don't have to really read that. While Imam is reading and you realize, hey, I'm in namaz. Now just carry on listening to Imam. Inshallah. So anyway, a person has to pay his attention. And that is why the zikr of la ilaha illallah is so important. That automatically you'll see now your mind will come under control. When our minds are still not under control, and like we make zikr, that we're not paying attention in our zikr. That's why the thoughts come so much. And when our thoughts come, we're still thinking of, and we're building on that thought. So Hazrat is saying here, and one great benefit of the thoughts coming also, you'll see, that intentionally you don't bring the thoughts. You just pay attention to what you have to do in front, and you realize, hey, I'm in namaz. Sometimes the thought will trouble you. Whole namaz is almost finished. Now I'm in the court of Allah. Now just pay attention again to that. And you will still have a namaz which is regarded as concentration. In other words, a passable namaz. Not a failed namaz. When you don't concentrate at all, Allahu Akbar. Some of our mashayikh, made it so easy. Hazrat Mawlana Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi said, like people like us, beginners, weak people, that even in the whole namaz, you are, the thoughts came and you, it was just coming in your mind. But at the end of namaz, you rise, I'm in namaz. Then also you thought of Allah for a few seconds. Now your namaz will still be possible, that you thought of Allah Ta'ala. But it shouldn't be totally unconscious. So that is why Allah made our deen very easy. Ad-deenu yusrun. The mind is not within our control. Yes, it will come within our control as we make zikr regularly. And we'll see, we'll able to be now conscious of Allah Ta'ala out of namaz. Then in namaz, how much more won't we be concentrating of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one easy Allahu Akbar, one easy remedy our Shaykh gives us, that this thoughts also, a special shaitan brings it and he wants us to destroy our namaz. So at that time, he brought this thought so that you destroy your namaz. At that time in your mind, just think of the marifat of Allah. That, oh Allah, this mind is so small of mine. You made my mind so small. But look how lot, 100,000 thoughts coming in my mind. What is your kudrat? Shaitan will immediately say, no, this person, I'm giving him fuel to go away from Allah. He is using the fuel to get closer to Allah. So he'll disappear himself. And you'll see the thoughts will also get less. So where do we learn this? In the company of the friends of Allah. You won't learn this in the kitab. In the kitab, you'll get kitabul fiqh. You'll get the how to perform namaz. You won't get how to get concentration in namaz. Thus you will get in the khanka. And this is why it's so necessary to come to the mashayikh and come to the khanka. Now we'll realize that to concentrate in namaz with his faraz. Namaz Tanwi Rahmatullah has mentioned, khashi'un is also one faraz of namaz. And that you will get here by the training of the mashayikh and as you get the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as the father says, that won't be regarded as a namaz that was not a namaz of life. The thoughts that came unintentionally. In fact, such a namaz will be such that aisi halat mein lazzat mahwiyat mein kami aur mujahada mein zyada hona ek to ajr mein ziyadati ka bais hoga. Allahu Akbar. That is a namaz now you will feel, hey, the thoughts came. Now you'll feel I didn't have enjoyment in namaz. What kind of namaz? I wasn't engrossed with Allah Ta'ala. And now you're making an effort not to have these thoughts. But this is not, when they come, just don't, this thing, pay attention. In other words, you'll be making an effort before namaz that I must make my zikr properly. And when you start, you make an effort and you think, I'm standing now in front of Allah. I must concentrate on Allah Ta'ala. So you make him more mujahada. The more mujahada you make, the more sawab you will get. Like Allahu Akbar. People, according to the effort they make, that is how Allah Ta'ala rewards them. Our Dada Shaykh used to say, Jitna kurbaniya, itna meherbaniya. How much effort you have to make, that is how much Allah will reward you. People, certain people staying in such localities, that they won Muslim house, and 40-50 houses around, all music blaring, and all people are involved in haram, etc., alcohol, all no environment of Islam. But for them to come to the masjid, how difficult it is. We living in an environment where we hear azan and we can go easy to the masjid. You coming, you'll get a great reward. But imagine his effort, what effort he made. So accordingly Allah Ta'ala this thing. So similarly, as you make an effort to try and not get the thoughts coming. So actually is, don't let it come intentionally. And when it comes unintentionally, don't pay attention to it. And now you'll be trying, let me bring my mind back. And this effort that you are making, you'll feel, hey, I didn't make a proper namaz. I wasn't concentrating with Allah Ta'ala. I didn't get enjoyment in my namaz. This namaz, you'll get more reward. You'll get more reward because you're making a bigger effort. Although not compared to those that are in marifat and thinking of Allah Ta'ala, but according to your level, Allah will give you that reward. And Allah Ta'ala is not such that now one, two thoughts came or a few thoughts came and you thought about it, now your namaz is destroyed. No, as you make that effort, Allah will reward you. And the second thing is, what it will save you from. Dusri tabhi taur par apni namaz ko naqis samajhta rahega, jiska wajah se ujub, hifazat rahegi. Allahu Akbar. And the second thing is, naturally, now you'll think my namaz is deficient. That my namaz, I just get so lot thoughts in namaz. But that thoughts should not be intentionally. Intentionally you shouldn't bring thought. Unintentionally the thoughts come. And just when you realize, just dismiss that thought. Don't even think a moment further on that thought. And even if you happen to think further, just dismiss it. And don't think further and realize I'm in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that automatically you'll think that I am a person, my namaz is deficient. So ujub, as Hazrat is explaining, one is takabbur, pride, that you look down at others, you don't want to accept the truth, and one is ujub, that you think I'm very good. Me, I read a good namaz now. I go to the khanka, I read a good... Just to think that is also destruction. That is also you destroy. That is also a great sign of pride, that I am somebody. Now when you... And that is, as you make your zikr, and as ikhlas burns in you, now when that, as we will learn in the next noor, that when this comes, now you realize, even so, my namaz is very weak. But like this, when we are still starters and we think, hey, I want to reach Allah. Now when these thoughts come and you think already, you're making some zikr, 30 days I already stayed in a khanka, I think I'm quite a bit of a buzurg now. But you'll see these thoughts are coming, you'll realize, hey, I'm so useless. So that ujub won't come. That self-conceit that I'm somebody, and you'll be worried, and so this will save you from ujub, it will save you from pride, and that's how shaitan got destroyed, that Allah allowed him to make Allahu Akbar a sajda on every part of the earth. Not a handstand he didn't make sajda. And what does, instead of bringing humbleness in him, he brought pride in him, and he thought he's better than the malaika also. So that's how dangerous it is. And that is when you don't have a sheikh, Allahu Akbar. After that, our Dara Sheikh explained also that he even knew how, he had the marifat of Allah. He had the knowledge of all the shariat of all the Anbiya. But what he didn't have the love of Allah. He didn't have the ishq, and that you'll get from the love of Allah. So much so, he knew when Allah was upset, he made dua, Rabbi Anzirni. Hazrat said, Be wukuf, but if he only had a sheikh, he would have learned how to make dua. That instead of saying, Anzirni Allah, give me respite, he should just change the zabar on top and make it a pesh, unzur ilay. Oh Allah, just look at me with mercy. I made a mistake, Allah would have forgiven him there also. But when we think, I don't need a sheikh, no, I can study in the kitabs all this, then we won't even know how we're making dua properly. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand reality. So that person, ujub won't come in him. And even if his whole life he tries, he's doing a cause also, he's making his zikr, but whole life still thoughts worry him, then his whole life he'll be worried, hey, my namaz is useless. And then pride will never come into such a person's heart. Kyunki agar sari umar bhi yahi halat rahe, to maqsad asli raza-e-ilahi hai. Raza-e-ilahi mein pura kamyab hai. Agar ke aam taur par mujahada jaldi khatam ho jata hai. Allahu Akbar. Then Hazrat explains that even if this happens out of weakness, you are a person, you are but weak-minded, you make zikr, everything, but still thoughts come to you, then your namaz is not a rejected namaz. Because you coming for namaz for the pleasure of Allah. You coming for Raza-i Ilahi, Allah must be happy with me. And then you are still successful. And on the other end, if we do the call and pride comes into our heart, and you think I don't get no thought, then your namaz is destroyed. What the namaz? That is totally destroyed. So look at the big difference. That person is making an effort, thoughts are coming, and he's worried, my namaz is useless. We thinking, no, I made zikr today, and I'm in the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. We shouldn't be imaginary in the thoughts of Allah. We should be doing what we have to do. Now I'm reading Surah Fatiha. So read, I'm just one, and if you are hafiz, and you have an alim, even better. But concentrate rightly on the meaning, etc. As we will learn in the sabaks that come. Then you'll see, Allah Ta'ala is so kind, that agar ke aam taur par mujahada jaldi hi khatam ho jata hai. That generally, as you make this effort of zikr and shaghal, that is, you come to your sheikh's gatherings regularly, pay attention with the intention of Islah, purifying the heart for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, very soon what will happen? Aur mahbub ke saath yaksui se sargoshi ki lazzat naseeb ho jati. Very soon that now you'll see when you start your namaz, you'll be like in the solitude with your beloved. Now it's just me, the whole stuff is there, but you, Allahu Akbar, the whole majma is there, but you in solitude with Allah Ta'ala. and you will be like alone in that whole surf. You won't even be thinking who's next to me, who's in front of me. And thus, well, as you make this effort of making zikr of Allah, and now not only will you be in solitude with Allah, you're talking secretly with Allah. It's only me and my Allah, and Allah will bless you with this. And this is when you do this cause of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that is what Hazrat says in this poem so beautifully. Muhabbat intiha mein mushkile aasan karti hai. That this cause of the love of Allah, in the beginning it's quite difficult. It's not easy. But as you tread the path in the holding the hands of the friends of Allah, you see as you progress, then at the end it becomes very, very easy. It's become very simple. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali gave an example of this. He says, two people are standing at the bank of a river. And they both looking at the river, the flow of the river, etc. The one person, now he wants to cross over that river. He's a swimmer, but he does it. There's no boat, nothing. Now he's thinking, how I'm going to go across? How? What is the current? What's in that river, etc.? He's worried and he's thinking, how I'm going to go? And he's worried about it. And the person next to him, he's standing with ease and comfort. And literally he realized, it looks outwardly they're the same. But the person who's standing next to him, he finished swim across the river and he came back already. He did, so that is the person who did the cause of marifat already. He knows, so if you ask him, then he will tell you that how to go across into that river and across. Magar is fitna gar ki ittida mushkil hoti hai. But Hazrat says that this test that Allah Ta'ala has put to get the love of Allah, in the beginning it seems very difficult. And a person thinks, hey, me, I must go khanka, that's not for me, man. Me, I'm going to make khitr, worry of the makhluk, and go and make fikr of the whole makhluk. You don't make fikr of yourself, how are you going to make fikr of the makhluk? First learn to make fikr, and that's why shaitan puts it away from you. And like Hazrat explained, that in the beginning, we all thought, our object is we must read namaz, we'll get sawab, we must make Quran Sharif, etc. But Hazrat explained, when our Dada Sheikh came, then actually he opened the hearts of people. And he, one of his first poems, Hazrat wrote, that, Meri zindagi ke hasil, meri zis ka sahara, teri aashikon mein jeena, teri aashikon mein marna. Now he taught people that, oh Allah, what is the support of my life? How I'm going to go through my journey of life to love Allah amongst your lovers, to die amongst your lovers? Why? Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi. Tera dard kya hai, ya Rab? Tere aashikon se seekha, tere sange dard pe man. I didn't know there's a thing like your love. I thought I must just come read namaz. It's my duty. It's my isfaraz. And I must get sawab. No, now I know it's for your love, oh Allah. I'm coming for your love. It's not a matter of sawab in it. It's a matter of now the love of Allah. Allah must be happy. And where you will get that love? When you learn from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they are not only talking of the love of Allah when they're in namaz. Every time our Dada Sheikh, Allahu Akbar, once in Mauritius, he was a majlis, and Hazrat Mir Sahib is close, Khadim. Hazrat started the majlis after Fajr. 8 o'clock already is gone. 9 o'clock. Breakfast is ready. It's getting cold. He comes to Hazrat. Hazrat, nashta tayyar. Hazrat say, chodo. Hum ruhani nashta de rahe aur uski baat kar rahe. I'm giving you spiritual breakfast and you talking of death. Again after half an hour he comes. Hazrat gets so angry and chases him away. Then when Hazrat stops, then he goes for breakfast. On the breakfast table, Dastar Khan, still talking of the love of Allah. So this is when we think, and then Hazrat says that here, when you get this love of Allah Ta'ala, and you do this cause, then you'll understand that what is the enjoyment of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we find how important is it to have connection with the Mashayikh. They will teach us how to perform namaz. Otherwise we can give a big bayan on salah and big bayan on concentration. But myself, not zero, minus concentration. We minus in our namaz. And till now, although we did the cause, but we're not taking from the heart of our Mashayikh. So we didn't take anything. And then Hazrat explained that the fourth noor is azim daulat ka ek darja, uske ehl, yani zakir wa shahil, saliku inshallah batofe ki ilahi, panch azbab pure ke par karne ke baad hasil ho jayega. Phir usme sari umar tarakki karta rahe, magar pehle ek chilla in azbab ka khususi ihtimam kare, taki istikamat aur pukhtagi hasil kare. Hazrat says, after you do this lesson, and you do the five noor that we tell you, and you do the lessons of what Shah Ismail Shaheed, Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh has given this bayan, then inshallah, a person who's spreading the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, he's doing his zikr regularly, and he's staying away from the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then also, by tawfiq ilahi, not with your effort, not because of your zikr, only by the fadl of Allah. By Allah's kindness, Allah brought us here. Allah allows us to make His zikr, but Allah wants to see our talab, our desire. When we are desirous, then Allah gives more tawfiq. After you finish the five lessons, what Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi's bayan is, then you'll see Allah Ta'ala will give you such progress in your namaz, that now you'll be just going higher and higher. And then you'll understand what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The enjoyment of my life is in salah. That is where I get enjoyment, etc. Otherwise we can't understand. We see today people that are old, old people. They can't even walk properly. But they come to the masjid and they stand and perform Tarawih Salah. We got one small pain in the toe. Now I can't stand and read the mask. When I go sajda, it hurt me, I must sit on a chair. But old people, Allah, look at our mashayikh, look at our hazrat, to get up from sajda, what an effort, but what enjoyment, how they get up, because this connection with Allah Ta'ala, and how Allah is giving them progress in their salah, and our elders, we see, they'll never masjid, forget their other namazes, Tarawih they don't miss, and they come to the masjid, and we make petty excuses, and then we want to get involved in ikhtilaf, whether it's 20 rakats, 8 rakats. If you want Allah to be happy, Allahu Akbar. You're not counting rakats, etc. You're counting how much I'm in the court of Allah, how much I'm in the presence of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what enjoyment you're getting, you're not worried of the rest of the world. So this will come. That is why mashayikh, they teach us how to perform our salah, and very, this is the most important aspect of our life. We want our life to come right, but we first want to put our dunya right. It doesn't, you putting the cart before the horse, put your deen right, and to bring deen right, to take out of your evils is very difficult. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Make this effort, and Hazrat explains, for 40 days, then try and practice to perform your namaz, wat takbir-e ula. In safi ula, then Allah will give you a certificate, you'll be free from hypocrisy. Allah Ta'ala save us and let us make an effort in this direction, and out of His kindness increase us in His love. Jesus.